A press conference was held today and attended by Palestinian members of the Israeli Parliament, or Knesset, in order to find new strategies in order to help prisoners who remain on hunger strike in Israeli jails. The meeting was attended by members of the Knesset, Brahim Sarsour and Ahmed Atbi, and was organized by the Minister of Prisoners Affairs, Isa Karaka, who explained the importance of taking action for the prisoners immediately.
The issue of prisoners' hunger strike is complicated and their prisoners could die at any moment, which has been explained in the Red Cross report. Israel wants them to die, which is evident in them not taking action about the strike. Nothing has changed on the ground. Israel has responded neither to the UN or Egypt in finding a resolution.
Following the Israeli elections, Israeli officials explained that their policy will not change, and it is the actions of the prisoners on hunger strike, which now represents all prisoners.
The Palestinians have been strong in the conflict in showing Israelis that they don't accept the occupation. There are differences between the oppressor and oppressed. The prisoners are facing a difficult situation and they are like hostages. They can't be compared to any other prisoners in Israeli prison.
They further explained how most of the Arab states alongside the Western states, including the US and the UK, are now changing their stance against Israel as it's becoming more transparent that Israel continues to defy international law and human rights regulations.
Before we were here to the end the hunger strike, and now we are here for Samer Issawi and other prisoners on hunger strike. This hunger strike is dangerous. Issawi is losing weight, not only him, but other prisoners too. This pushed me and other Knesset members to tell the Knesset to take responsibility for lives of prisoners.
The Palestinian Knesset members are now calling upon Egypt, following the success of the Shalit prisoner exchange deal, to negotiate talks with Israel. However, they hold little hope after Israel broke the 2012 deal to improve conditions in prisons and have called on human rights groups to take action. With Palestinian political prisoner and hunger striker Samer al-Issawi now critically close to death, the Arab Knesset members are now calling upon the international community, alongside the UN and all Arab states, to take action against Israel and to release these prisoners before it's too late. Nell Burden, Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.